Good morning, everyone. It's Sal, Sally, and it's Sunday, December 4th, and it's 12:17 p.m. Hope you all have had a great week and are enjoying the weekend and getting some rest. This is the first week after Thanksgiving, and hope you all had a great Thanksgiving and happy and grateful time with friends and family. Very pleased to announce our special guest today, Laura Selly, and we're going to cover a very important topic, and that is the stress that holidays can cause in this upcoming season and how to handle that. Laura, welcome to the show.
Hello, thanks for having me.
Awesome. So while the holidays are a great time to relax and decompress and de-stress, recharge the batteries, they can, in actuality, on the contrary, add to your stress because you have so many things to do and your to-do list and shopping and decorating and so many other things, and that can be counterproductive and it defeats the whole purpose. So, Laura, what are your thoughts about that?
I feel that even more so now, the Christmas vibe, it's not something that's looked forward to by everyone anymore. It's a weight, it's heavy. Oh, it's Christmas already. We just had it. It felt like everybody, we just took our tree down and we're putting our tree back up. It's just, I know it's a cycle again that we go through, but sometimes it seems now it's more stressful.
Yeah. And nobody's saying that you need to be a Grinch and not be happy and not get into the festive mood and the holiday spirit. But you need to have a balance and you need to do things because they give you happiness and you're spending time with your loved ones. But you do it in a way that is peaceful and joyous and relaxing.
You know what I think of and see, so we have two different perspectives because we have taken on different roles in our marriage and with our children, right? And the things that I think of right now is, I'm sure a lot of parents do this, like after Halloween, when we hit Halloween and we're like, okay, guess what's going to happen soon? They're going to all be off in November. We think about like all the time that we're going to have with the kids. And I think when you have children, you want to find things to entertain them. It's a routine that they have been used to. So it's hard to break routines. I know that's what we talk about all the time, is how to break that cycle, to make it more enjoyable, make it more happy, you're more relaxed with your family. What can we do, right? Instead of rushing from October to December to try and fit everything, okay, we're off on these days, we got to see this family, that family. It should be done more of a plan, not a planned, but hey, you're going to be home for Christmas. If it's overloading for you to travel, then don't travel this year. Take some time off. Let people come to you. It's okay. Christmas will be here next year. And if you feel like you missed out on something, then you'll do it again next year.
Yeah, I think that's a great point. Sometimes we get so caught up in the whole hustle and bustle that we tend to overdo things. And at the end of the day, it's about balance and not going overboard. So, you know, I have some friends that are so wrapped around the axle about the size of their Christmas tree and how many lights and the kind of star they're going to put on it and all the gifts that they have to buy and the traffic and all the extra length of the lines in the stores, and that causes so much of stress. So you almost need a holiday after the holidays. What can we, firstly, is that a reality with a lot of people? And more importantly, how do we avoid this holiday stress and burnout?
I know it's true. There is a lot of stress that comes out with it. I think one, everybody should expect it, right? So it should be no surprise. It's busier because it's the holidays. If you don't like that, what I like to do, you know, and I actually try to do this too. I'm not good at the whole gift buying thing on Christmas Day. I'm so busy with the kids. I know I don't splurge on my friends like I should. And I like to do it, but sometimes I just don't have the time. But on their birthdays, or sometimes just because I know in the back of my mind, I know I need to get this person something special to show I appreciate them. So I try and do it. It doesn't necessarily be on Christmas. You can put it on a different day, maybe their birthday or something that isn't. So when you're shopping for that special person or wanting, you have a special person and you don't have to just do it on Christmas, you do it on a different day, and then that day just won't be so bad when you're shopping.
Yeah, that's a good point. So rather than trying to compress everything in a few months, you spread it out across the whole year. And that reduces your stress.
Yeah, your Christmas. If you spread Christmas throughout the whole year, it would be just kindness around everywhere. It would be more, everybody would have that the true happiness of Christmas, because it is about visiting others. It is about caring for each other, showing, you know, that we're in love and we love each other and we're going to grow together year after year, Christmas after Christmas. So people that you remember in your life, you should go back and visit and show that you appreciate them. I think that's what Christmas should be about
too. Yeah, I agree. And I think it's not always about the gifts.
Right.
You can show that you care by spending time with folks or doing them a good deed or, you know, helping them out. It's not always about the gifts and the presents that you get. A lot of people forget about those gifts, but they won't forget how you made them feel because you spent time with them and you joke.
When I say gifts, I mean, like, you know, when I seen my parents growing up and my aunt or uncle came over during the holidays, they didn't send my mom and dad a you know, some fancy, it would be a basket with fruit and nuts and some heart, you know, something hearty for all of us to enjoy. It was it's right then and there, and they could see that we enjoyed the gift, and it was simple like that. So when you visit someone, whatever, you know, a cup of coffee, whatever it takes that's going to warm both of you while you're sitting there, it's nice to have.
Sure.
Bring people together.
Absolutely. But, you know, some people, they get stressed because they have to buy all these things, and the economy is not doing great. There's so much pressure. Incomes are low. Things have become a lot more expensive. And because you're trying to buy all these things and these material things, it adds to the pressure and the financial stress.
I'm saying, yes, for sure the material things. I mean, I agree. Right now is a time that everybody should be saving their money. No one should be making any large purchases right now. If you can just sit tight and in your situation, as long as you can, stay there. Let's let everything level out. Save your money. So this Christmas, maybe bake cookies and take, you know, instead of buying anything, or try to do something special that you know that person enjoys, so that you know that what you're doing, it's not being wasteful and unused. It's not regifted. Just do something special. And I think that is more memorable, and that makes it more about Christmas.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, we have two kids and they're very busy. But yesterday was a great opportunity and great example. You know, we've been running around a lot between soccer and swim, and our son just wanted to spend some time, and we just went next to the house on the street and we just played some soccer with him, and we kicked around and we spent some time, and that was so valuable to him and to us. So it's a question of taking time and doing things that are important and making a difference in somebody else's life, not necessarily buying them presents and going through the Christmas shopping list.
Mm-hmm. It is hard. It is hard because, you know, for so long, society media has talked about, oh, the riches and the it's all buy. We all know that, right? You're being told to buy this and buy that in every part of the world and what we see every day. So if we just stopped that and lived more simply, then and channeled our focus on just, like I said, not buying anything new, saving your money, getting better at your job right now, take some classes if you can. This would be a good time to do that if you can. If you have some benefits, military benefits or something, use them to get your certifications.
Invest in yourself to get better.
Yeah, this is the time, because when the economy gets better and the everything starts to go back into a normal pace, you need to get ready. You need to be one step ahead of everyone else. So that's how I see it right now.
Yeah, and I think also be comfortable saying no, right? During the holidays, everybody's going to put demands on you. This party, this celebration, this get together. You can't go to every single one of them. So it's okay to say no, and it's okay to say thank you, but I'm busy and I can't do it, and to prioritize the important over the urgent.
Oh, exactly. And if it means you having someone over that you really wouldn't usually, think about that too as a gift to someone that you know, and you know that they might be alone and they don't get invited to any parties and they don't get have to tell anyone no. What if you had that person over for Christmas?
Yeah, and again, nobody's saying, we're not trying to be a party pooper or dampener here. We're just saying that have a balance, don't go overboard, and utilize this downtime and this time of relaxation to spend some peaceful and quality time with your friends and family and rejuvenate and recharge, because that's what it's for.
Exactly. The kids are off of school. You should be relaxing, sleeping late. The kids just enjoy it. Enjoy it. Enjoy the time with the family. That's what it's about. Everybody being together, staying warm in the cold holidays, what it was like before. I know our weather's been kind of kooky everywhere, but you know, it just rejuvenating, restoring, refreshing. I mean, everything.
Yeah, and it doesn't have to be some huge exercise. It could be as simple as, you know, gathering together, watching a movie, or having some popcorn and some hot chocolate and some abuelita. Yeah, I mean, you know, the simple things in life are not always the most expensive. So we have got so caught up in this whole consumer. Consumer and buying stuff that we are equating happiness with material additions, which is not always the case.
I know.
So, you know, we are going to make a conscious effort for this holiday season to not go overboard. And we haven't even put our Christmas tree up yet. And I know that causes stress to you, but but it's okay. We'll get to it and we will have the tree up and it's going to be just fine. So, hopefully you all have enjoyed this. This is a quick podcast we wanted to do on de-stressing and not letting the holidays get to you, but enjoying and relaxing. And the most important thing is make memories.
Yes, make memories and just make memories. These are the times that people, when they look back and they remember you and they talk about you and remember that time for Christmas when we got together and blah, blah, blah. And even if it's not in Christmas, just make memories.
Yeah, and you know, yesterday was a perfect example, right? We had a good busy day. We worked hard during the week and it's the weekend. So you went for your haircut and your friend suddenly asked you, hey, why don't you come with us for a birthday party? And it was kind of last minute, but we went with it. We took the opportunity and we had so much fun, right? We met some new friends. We met some old friends. We had a good time. We laughed. We relaxed. And that's what it's about.
Mm-hmm.
So
it is.
Any last words of wisdom to share with our listeners, Laura, as we head into this festive and holiday season?
Have fun. Relax, though. Rejuvenate a little bit. That's what's important. Use the time wisely. Use your time wisely. But also go with the flow a little bit, too. You never know.
Absolutely. Well, there you all have it. Thank you for listening. This is Sal and Laura Selly. And I hope you all take the time to relax and just smell the roses and just pause and take it all in and be happy and be balanced. Thank you for listening.